This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we continue with the options with regard to UFO abductions. If they put a video camera there, what would you see when someone says, well, E.T. took me out the window, took me through the wall, whatever, strange little grays? What would you see? And a lot of times what happens is, even though they're asleep, the individual who is subjected to abductions or one of their family members turns off the video camera, so you can't capture it. You've heard that, Goggs, right?
Absolutely. I think we all know that it seems to be a common occurrence in paranormal research, especially hunting ghosts, whatever, where equipment will mysteriously fail to work or batteries get drained that have just been charged or are fresh out of the packet and stuff. And I mean, I'm not sure, but I think some abduction researchers would put forward the theory that you probably wouldn't capture an abduction happening, even if it is a physical event, because somehow whoever's carrying out the abduction, they know when there is technology around that's there to catch them out, and somehow they interfere with it. It's just paranormal research is just absolutely chock full of reports of equipment failing, cameras having blank scenes on it for 10 seconds just at the exact point where people reported something happening. And I think it's reported so much, I personally think there is something to it, that whatever is behind many paranormal events and creatures, whatever, they seem to have some kind of almost sixth sense or ability to overcome technology that is trying to catch them out, to prove their existence. It's almost like, I don't know, there's just some inbuilt thing with paranormal happenings that if it wants to, the phenomena can prevent us getting proof for it. Don't know why, but it just seems to be the case.
I agree with that. In fact, when it comes to, and I'm going to go back to Bigfoot hunting, a lot of the Bigfoot hunters have run into a big problem with trail cameras. These animals seem to know when there's trail cameras out there. I don't know what it is that they can they hear it, that the mechanism's working, or do they, I don't know if they smell it or whatever, but it just seems that, you know, whenever you put a trail camera out there, you're not going to get any kind of Bigfoot sightings or any activity in that area. They seem to know when we put trail cameras out there.
Yeah, and this seems to happen more often than chance or luck or any kind of skill on the part of any Bigfoot or whatever is being researched. There definitely does seem to be this a theme in all paranormal research, that when you try to capture evidence that may, you know, be the smoking gun proof to non-believers, to the debunkers, for some reason, it's more often than not, something happens in which equipment will fail. You see it time and time again. I think it's an inbuilt part of the paranormal. I think researchers of John Keel's kind of ilk, I think they would probably argue that there is something, it's hard to explain, but there is something inbuilt in paranormal phenomena that allows it to mask itself no matter what we do. And that's why there are, you know, not so many great photos or whatever of UFOs and Bigfoot. And there are times when it's almost like the phenomena definitely wants to be seen, but it's at the choosing of the phenomena.
Well, we call this the trickster element of UFOs. It's toying, it's playing with us, which is right out of John Keel, as a matter of fact. Although the big problem we always had with Keel is his research was, shall we say, less perfect than his prose.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go back to that classic movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, at the very beginning, where they had the signs. You remember the whole power went off in the entire cities when the things were flying around.
Well, that, of course, is in its own way a way of playing a trick on us.
Mm-hmm.
Gogs, we have a couple of questions from our listeners.
Okay, yeah, we've got a couple of questions from our very long-term poster, Wade, at forum.theparacast.com. And Wade is asking, what is the most morbid place Robert has ever visited? Say the location of the infamous H.H. Holmes murder house, now a post office in brackets, or any place associated with Jeffrey Dahmer. So tell us about some locations that have got a very morbid history.
When I was with my wife up in Pennsylvania, we went to this place called Ghost Mountain, and legend has it that there it is that albino cannibals live in the woods, and if a car breaks down, you're doomed to be eaten by these people. Investigation on that one turned out to not be a high school legend where the kids
urban legend.
Yeah, an urban legend. Thank you. We did find the road. We did find where it was supposed to happen, but we didn't find any albino cannibals out there roaming around the woods. Trying to think, but. We did have an incident up at there's a place called an axe murder place took place. It's right in the Green Swamp.
Viscilla, is it?
Away from my wife to hone in on this. I know she's listening because we used to go out there, and she's set up cameras out there. It's where this family was murdered with an axe by their grandson.
It's called the Reeds.
Huh? No, it wasn't the Reed. God bless it. I can't remember the name of it. But we've been out there numerous times. And the way the story goes, with the young man came with a friend of his in order to rob the man and woman. And anyway, they got out there, and they ended up taking an axe, and they killed and chopped him up and took their money. So the house itself, it was torn down because I guess it was made with some really good timber and all that. But the whole area is supposed to be reputed to be haunted by the family. In fact, their graves are out there. And it just so happens there's also an area out there where there's a lot of Bigfoot sightings. In fact, the area is called Devil's Creek Swamp. And I'm trying to remember the name of that. The Stewart murder site. Or they call the Stewart axe murder site in the Green Swamp. You can look it up. And there's a lot of things written about it. And no hunters will be like to go out that area at night. They kind of veer away from it because, of the reputation that area has.
So it's the reputation is so strong that some very outdoorsy hunters that are obviously armed with something or the other, but it's enough for them to give it a wide berth at night.
Oh, yes. Like I said, it's a spooky part of the Green Swamp area. And there's a lot of there's a lot of hunting that's allowed in that area, but hunters, like I said, veer away from that area, especially at night, because of the reputation that place has.
I suppose also places that have such a reputation, one could argue that they're almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, in that if someone says a certain location is secluded place, miles away from anywhere, is haunted, and you end up alone in this place, not, of your own design, your own imagination, never mind anything else, is probably going to make you think any noise you hear or any animal that's, moving through the grass, it would be very difficult not to associate the legend or whatever you've heard of this place in your own mind, because let's face it, all of us can be, if we're in a normal graveyard at night alone, miles away from any people, it's a kind of freaky place to be.
You can also be spooked. We have Gox Mackay as our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. More with Robert Robinson on the other side. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, this has been a fascinating journey, I'll tell you. Especially for someone like me, I'm a hermit, and my name is not Herman. But, you know, I don't travel that much. As a matter of fact, there's one thing I want to talk about here because we only have 3 segments left. And you've got a chapter there where you kind of list the bill of fare, the bill of materials that you should take with you, depending on what you're doing. So say I want to go out and I want to look for a UFO. Other than the camera or the iPhone, whatever, what do I take with me?
Well, again, I've got my book in front of me, so I'm going to, like I said, I like having a night vision and a GPS. Also, I like, we have what they call the bionic ear, the parabolic ear. Of course, like I said, camping equipment, flashlight, plenty of batteries. I always tell people, make sure you got plenty of rain gear because, you know, well, it didn't say it was going to rain tonight. Well, the weatherman's always wrong.
Sorry, can you explain the bionic ear device? I don't know this one.
A parabolic ear. It's like a dome with a device attached to it that magnifies sound around you. And, you know, you got some earphones that you plug it into. You can actually plug it into a recorder. But you can scan an area. Like, say you see something up in there moving. You can aim it up there, and you can attempt to actually hear what the what it is that you're seeing up in the sky. And sometimes you can tell if it's an airplane, a helicopter, or if it's something else.
So you've got experience of using these things. I have seen them. I've seen them on TV or whatever before, but I've never been sure if they were much more of a gimmick or if you just get loads of background sounds all sounding loud, or can it really kind of home in on a distant sound?
Well, it does hear everything. I'm not going to lie and say you can't. You know, I'm not going to hear background noises because sometimes you do. But you know, if you aim it, it does focus on an area because it's a dome type contraption, and you do focus it up. You know, it's going to focus on what you're aiming at versus, you know, cars going down the road. But you will hear other things out. In fact, you know, you hear the person next to you talking. And, you know, we always tell each other whenever you're using that to be careful, you know, talking around the person. Because, unfortunately, you can actually cause some damage to their eardrums if you, you know, making really loud noises around them.
Yeah, so, Robert, bionic ear device, this parabolic kind of sound antenna, I take it you're mentioning that this is specifically for Bigfoot hunting, is it? Because people quite often say that they claim that they've recorded sounds of Bigfoot. Is that kind of where you're going with that?
Actually, we've taken it on ghost hunts. We took it, you know, I take it with me whenever I go out because you never know what it is that, you know, you might be out there looking for. You know, I'd be up in New Jersey looking for the Jersey Devil. You know, you could use it out there, which, again, that's more along the lines of Bigfoot when I mean cryptids.
But now, the Jersey Devil always impressed me as more of a tourist trap kind of thing.
Well, unfortunately, Ivan T. Sanderson wrote that it's exactly what he thought it was. He doesn't think there was any anything out there. I'm a big Ivan T. Sanderson fan, but I've been up to the Pine Barrens, and that's a pretty big, huge area up there. I don't think people realize that Jersey has a lot of wooded area.
We only think of New Jersey where they have the oil refineries.
Yes. There are stories of people seeing something out there. I mean, is it a Bigfoot? Maybe. You know, it's hard to say. But, you know, most people have reported seeing these things with, you know, it has wings. And it just, you know, it looks kind of lizard-like. My wife, you know, she just walked by. I could hear in the background, kind of said, "Oh, those are just stories." Yeah, all right. So, but you know, there are still a lot of stories coming out that there's something out there, and that is a pretty big, huge area out there.
Can you tell us more about which places you've maybe gone ghost hunting in? Anything interesting ever happened?
Robert Robinson.
Well, we've been to a lot of jails here in Florida. We went to an old building up in North Carolina that was supposedly haunted by one of the Rockefellers. Up north in the Pennsylvania, we were going to go to Eastern Penitentiary, but that didn't pan out. But my wife found another area. I'm trying to remember what it was. Some house that we went to. It was a bed and breakfast, and it was featured on a bunch of shows in Bucksville. And we stayed there that night. We went ahead and set up cameras, and my wife said she felt like something was pulling her hair that night. But I didn't get anything on camera.
Maybe we should bring her in for a couple of minutes.
I can pull her in.
I'm right here. Hold on.
Because she goes with...
we have Tracy Robinson join us for a few minutes because she is his co-conspirator.
Yeah, that's a good word for her.
Is that right?
That's right. And therefore, since he's brought you up a couple of times, we wanted to mention your experiences too. What things have you seen or heard in the paranormal that have kind of caught your attention?
I got interested when I was 9 years old. My grandfather had committed suicide, and he lived about an hour away from us. We only saw him on holidays, probably twice a year. But he's very, very important in my life. But anyway, there was a phone call about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I knew what happened. Just the bizarre. I didn't know he had committed suicide, but I knew that he was gone because he had visited me at the end of my bed. He had his cardigan on and everything. So years later, I wanted to see if that was a real experience for me. So I got interested in the paranormal. And I started talking to my sister, and she had asked me why I do what I do. And I said, I told because Grandpa had visited me, and she said the same thing had happened to her. So, yeah, and she doesn't really make that kind of stuff up. So it kind of validated me, but I still look for crazy stuff.
Have you ever gone somewhere with Robert where, you know, it disappointed you? It wasn't what you hoped for.
Oh, okay, so everywhere we go, it's never disappointment because he's kind of nuts. If we're looking for a certain thing, we always find something else. There's always a backup plan with him. In fact, he'll go, oh, let's try this way. And it's usually he's got something else going on. So, and I'm not quite sure. I usually read in the book and just kind of let it go. And, it's never disappointing with him. There was one story growing up. I think he hit on this a little bit. We were up at the pyramids. Did you hit on that one?
Mm-hmm.
And we all thought it was a big cult. And we had my daughter and her fiance and my son were in the car. And you're talking years and years and years of us scared to death of this place because it had pyramids in it. And the hellhounds would come after you and eat you if you got dropped off there. One of the pranks, senior pranks, is we used to drop off the freshmen. And then just take off and leave them there in it's really mean, but in it by the pyramids. And so this guy decides, I'm going to go find out what's really going on with this place.
You know what? Let's cliffhanger this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Tracy, what we'll do is we'll continue with this. What really happened in our next segment? We've got Robert and Tracy Robinson. And Gene and Goggs, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
It's a worldwide show here. Gogs in Scotland, Tracy and Robert in Florida. Jean, we never reveal where I am. It's a shack somewhere under the bowels of the earth in Mesa, Arizona. Tracy, you were telling us a story.
Okay, the story I was telling you about was the pyramids in Pennsylvania.
The Buckskill pyramids.
Right, where is that again?
It's in Bucks County, Upper Bucks County.
I used to live near there. I used to live in Chester County.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know Chester County. Not very well, but I know where it is. Do you want to continue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we were, where was I? Oh, so we drive up. I had explained all of this to him. I've got the kids in the car. But they weren't kids. They're adults at this time. And he goes, that's it. We're going to figure out what's going on. It was a Sunday, and he pulls in. And he walks into the building and, you know, calmly walks back out again, and he's waving to us to come out. And we're like, no, we're not coming out. You're going to have us all killed. It's not going to happen. And here he had gone in, and it was a church. It was just a church, and they were having service, and they invited us to come and walk around the grounds and get to talk to them and actually meet the hound hell, which rolled over on his belly and had me rubber. So it was kind of funny. That was a disappointment, but not a disappointment. It was an amazing experience for us, because when I went back and told my girlfriends from high school and my friends from high school, they were like, get out of here.
What do your friends think about this? You have the book out now where you people are traveling to crazy places in the United States to see crazy, wacky things. They must envy you.
Yeah. Whenever Rob's on TV, he's been on a couple different shows. My girlfriends will call me and say, you know, hey, that is your husband on TV. We've moved kind of far away, so I don't see them all the time. I see them maybe once a year when I go back up to visit. But they'll be like, that's Rob, your husband, right? And I'm like, yes. Now they're some of them think it's really, really neat, and some of them think, like, you know, you are crazy. Because I wasn't really all that crazy in high school. I was kind of reserved. Not I didn't really tell anybody that I watched, you know, the stuff that I used to watch. Because, I used to watch kung fu movies and stuff that didn't make you very popular in high school. I never told anybody that. But now, you know, they're starting to understand how I really was in high school, and they didn't know it. And a lot of my friends from high school who were really into that, they were just kind of acquaintances, have become really good friends of mine now that I've come out of the closet.
So you were a wacky person in high school. How long have you two known each other?
Forever.
Since 2000, since the year 2000.
2000. Yeah.
Is when we met.
I came and met him 2 weeks. I lived in Texas. I work for a home improvement store in Texas, and he was in North Carolina, and my sister kind of set us up, and I came out 2 weeks before 9/11 to meet him, and then I just never left. He got deployed, and I stayed with the kids.
We've been together ever since.
What was an interest in the paranormal? Was it kind of like declared on both sides when you first met? Did you discover that you're both interested in this kind of thing?
No.
Well, like I said, she was more the paranormal, you know. And then we met people who actually did it, and I just kind of came along, you know, just to...
Both of us were kind of afraid to tell each other what our interests were at first, because it was before mainstream, you know, before the shows came out, like Ghost Hunters and all of that. When you would talk about what you were interested in, they would come down on you pretty hard and, you know, call you a nut. So we were a little reserved about it at first, but then you know, it just came out, and it's really funny.
Yeah, I think it's an effect partly due to the X-Files in the 90s. I think it had quite a lot to do with paranormal things becoming a bit more accepted. And I think there are quite a few people have maybe even been just enjoyed the show because they just enjoyed a show. And maybe because of that, they've kind of got an interest in the paranormal. But definitely the last 10, 20 years, I think TV, for sure, has become so much more paranormal friendly. And we have to wonder, 10 years from now, unless it's just a kind of passing phase, you know, maybe it'll become even more accepted, and we will never hear sarcastic news stories about UFO sightings and whatever. Definitely seems to be going that direction.
I hope so. I really do, because there's a lot of people who are experiencing things. And believe me, I'm a skeptic without being a cynic. I am very skeptical on certain things, but I'm never cynical about things. If you tell me a story, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to give you the full benefit of the doubt. If I don't believe you, that's my right. I'm not going to call you out on it. I'll just, you know, kind of graciously nod my head and walk away and probably become really good friends on Facebook. That's usually what happens. But I don't know. I keep an open mind, but I'm not convinced on a lot of things. We Bigfoot hunt, and trust me, if there was a 10-foot being out in the woods, I wouldn't be out there with it. It just wouldn't happen for me. So if I ever do see Bigfoot, I will never go back out in the woods again. Not going to happen.
So you basically look at this in academic fashion. We'll go to the site, see what's going on. But if UFO lands or the creature comes forth, I'm out of here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't know about the UFO part. I mean, that's, you may, you know, I don't know about that one. I mean, I definitely think I would still stay. I mean, it would definitely, as I've talked to some witnesses, it would definitely have an emotional impact on me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that I would stop. And I'll say, like, I have a lady, a friend of mine, Denise Stoner. She was she was an abductee.
Yeah, she's been on the PowerCast.
Yeah, and she is still very, very active. And in fact, I even had, just to let you know, I had her look over my book, on certain parts because I wanted her to, you know, her input. Because like I said, and, you know, and she's one of, like I said, she's one of those abductees who I do believe something happened with her.
She's very convincing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think many of us don't accept all abduction cases, but there are some cases that just, you know, they just seem to be so good. Mm-hmm. I do think it does happen. So Tracy, specifically talking to you, what is your kind of, what is your thing in terms of paranormal? What's your favorite kind of part of the paranormal scene? Is it ghost hunting or UFOs or what?
I like the ghost hunting. That's kind of my thing.
Do you actually go on ghost hunts? You know, I know you've said you've been to a couple of places, but do you go with the gadgets and stuff like that? You know, EMF meters and whatever. Do you go that far, or do you just like to visit these places and have a look around?
Yeah, I've been on quite a few ghost hunts over the years. We have some friends who are about as professional, close to professional as you can possibly get. They have all the gadgets, and it's a lot of fun. With me, I'm really not out to prove anything to anybody other than myself. So I really don't need the gadgets.
And but you do have a ghost hunting bag.
I do have a ghost hunting bag. I used to work at a cemetery. I used to do the state regs for burials. And I spent a lot of time there. And I've had a lot of personal experiences that validated it for myself. And that's really why I'm in it. I know a lot of people are in it to get famous and to get on TV, and it's just really not my thing.
Well, the thing is also, when you go on TV, nobody's handing you a big check.
No, they're not.
We know how that works. It doesn't happen. Only very, very few people who get involved in this field or these various pursuits come out of it with lots of money. The rest are just regular people who have an interest and they pursue it. We're going to pursue one more segment with the Robinson family, but not that Robinson family from Lost in Space. It sounds like we can start a new show with this. I'm going to ask you also about what the kids think about this. Tracy and Robert Robinson. The book is Legend Tripping with Gene and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Tracy, I'm so glad to have you on the show. In fact, we'll just throw Robert off. I'm kidding. But seriously speaking here, Mommy and Daddy are looking after ghosts and UFOs and cryptids. What do your kids think?
They think we're crazy. Yeah.
They come out with it, though.
They think we're nuts. No, my daughters are very weary on the whole ghost thing. It does scare them. They like to go out, and they like to do this kind of stuff. They love going out. Here's the thing. We have Rob has three children. I have three children. When we brought them all together, they were all teenagers, and we were flat broke because they were expensive. We had to figure out things to do with them that wouldn't cost too much money. And keep them safe and not behind the video games all the time. So we just figured what better way to do it than to introduce them to our weird world and keep them out of trouble. So it works. And the kids do. They liked it. They really liked coming out with us. And it brought them together, too, as step-siblings.
What kind of vehicle do you have for six kids? Although, of course, some are grown now and they don't go out with you.
A Ford Expedition.
Filled with all sorts of goodies.
We end up having to put stuff on top of the roof sometimes when we go out.
You're not going to be like Mitt Romney who put his dog on the roof.
No, nothing like that.
I can't get over that story. I am sorry. That gets us into the political realm, but I can't get over it. Do you ever take a pet with you? Do you have pets?
We had heard and read some stories where animals are very
sensitive.
Yeah. So we did go ahead and we have brought our dog Kelly out with us a couple times just to kind of see what. And there's been a couple times when she's been really scared of things that we didn't know what was out there.
Well, in fact, over at the where we go Bigfoot hunting, I'm not sure if I can mention the name or not, one of the houses that we do stay at, she has dogs out there that will start to literally shake. Now, these are police dogs that she has, and they will start shaking whenever she feels that there's a Bigfoot in the area or a Sasquatch in the area.
So a dog that's trained not to be scared is scared.
Yeah. Yes.
I have just a small tale on that line of talking. Just very recently, due to work, I was doing a course on a Saturday. And during a break, I happened to overhear the course instructor was talking to a gamekeeper. He was the head gamekeeper from a very nice classic Scottish castle called Fyvie Castle. It's about 50 miles from where I live. It has a number of ghosts associated with it, which you can look up on the internet. But as soon as I heard the word ghost, I literally walked over and kind of said, sorry, I couldn't help overhearing, da-da-da. But anyway, so this gamekeeper, the course instructor had asked him, so, you know, are there any ghosts there or have you seen anything? And this gamekeeper happened to say that while he's not into ghosts or paranormal at all, he said that outside one of the rooms where supposedly a green lady has been seen many, many times, he swears that his dogs, his hunting dogs, whatever, two of them, every single time will stop there and stare into this from outside. And he says that, you know, when there's no one there, they don't do it anywhere else but that same place. They act so, you know, because people like gamekeepers, they know their dogs very well. Mm-hmm. In all circumstances. And he said they act differently. And he's tried to kind of debunk it himself, thinking, you know, is there anything that looks like another animal? I don't know, a cat? Is there anything, maybe a high-pitched sound humans can't hear, anything? But he can't find the reason. But he just says, so I'm not into this, but my dogs act weirdly every time they're in view of this place where supposedly this ghost is seen. So I think having you guys been able to take, or even trying to take an animal, I think it sounds great, because we know various animals can see a little bit more into the visible spectrum of light. You know, I believe that some insects can maybe see in ultraviolet, birds can see in ultraviolet, and we know that, say, for instance, dogs can hear a far greater range of frequencies of sound. So there's every reason to believe that they can detect things that we can't.
Well, there's another thing that dogs can detect it, and that very few people even broach, is the smell. Just the scent of smell. You know how you are in an area that could possibly be haunted, and you get that faint smell of something that's foreign, and it kind of hits you for a second and then it goes away. Dogs can smell it for like miles. The scent dogs are insane. That's why they use them for tracking. So I think that also has to do with it too, is the sense of smell with dogs.
So, Tracy, where do you have maybe on your mind as possible locations that you'd maybe like to visit and explore in the future that you haven't already been to?
Oh, no, Scotland. We're definitely Scotland. That's my dream.
Edinburgh.
The underground.
The underground.
Yeah, his mother's from Scotland. My family's originally, well, I'm kind of a mutt, but I do have relatives from Scotland also.
So, yeah, dogs, are you going to put them up at your home?
Let's all meet up and go. I mean, it looks a scary place, and I haven't been there myself yet, but I definitely do want to see that also.
So we're setting up this meeting here. They're going to travel to Scotland. You'll put them up in your palatial estate, and you'll of course feed them.
Absolutely. I'll wash their clothes.
I want haggis.
I don't want any haggis.
Well, we'll have to shoot one that morning so it's fresh.
Just shoot a haggis.
You can't shoot a haggis. Just it's a sheep stuffing.
I know what it is.
Okay.
You won't believe how many people that we've actually got with that. It's occasionally maybe working with someone, even from England, and if enough people, Scottish people, tell them that, no, a haggis is a small animal, lives on heather up in the hills, sometimes they start doubting themselves. They go, oh, maybe it is. you can really lead them on about this stuff.
Yeah. We used to go snipe hunting. I grew up in the woods.
The woods are a scary place to be after dark. There's no street
lights.
I'm not
afraid of it. I'm really not afraid of the woods. There's not much that scares me, honestly. I raised 6 kids. I'm just not afraid of a lot of things.
Well, you probably need a rest cure after that. So going out to look for ghosts and UFOs and cryptids, got to be relaxing after 6 kids. I just had one to deal with here, my wife and I. He lives in Madrid, by the way, now. And he was enough. We quit while we were ahead. And I know different people can handle things like that. My late brother had 4 kids. So that's how it goes. Hey, guys, this has been fun. Robert, could you tell our listeners, if
yes,
you want to know more about the stuff that you do and the stuff you're working on, where do they go?
Well, I have a blog called Legend Trippers of America, And my book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, and at the original. It is published by Adventures Unlimited Press, David Childress's publishing company. And if anybody buys it and they run into me, I'll be more than happy to sign it for it. And I'd love to talk about legend tripping if they have any stories.
The book is Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Adventure. You can find us on Twitter. Yes, you can. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. You'll find out what we're doing, and we put up announcements of forthcoming shows over there. You can also find two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. One's a group. One's a community. And according to Facebook regs, you can't merge them, because if you do, one has to go away into the wind, to the mist. We also have another radio show for you to listen to. It's called After the Paracast. And what's After the Paracast? It's a wrap-up show. Sometimes we feature special guests. Sometimes we have no idea what we're going to do, but then we sit down and do it, and magic occurs. We never know. To hear that show, you've got to sign up for the Paracast Plus, our subscription service. We also offer a higher audio quality version of this show, higher resolution, commercial-free. We kill 41 minutes of network commercials, so you don't have to use the fast-forward button. All that, plus show transcripts, classic episodes we just debuted, a book that's kind of a biography of Ray Stanford that he wrote with Chris O'Brien. We have the introductory chapter up. Lots more features coming. To learn more, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com, plus dot theparacast.com. The subscription rate, like Mad Magazine used to say, our price, cheap. Thank you both, Robert and Tracy Robinson, for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you. Take care. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it. It was great talking to both of you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.